News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Before all that, though, a DEFCON 1 moment. That's how one Democrat strategist described Joe Biden's performance in the first presidential debate in Atlanta last night. David Smith is the Washington, D.C. bureau chief of The Guardian. He is in Atlanta. David, how bad was it for Joe Biden last night?
Bad. I think especially because expectations were already pretty low. You know, he's the oldest president in history. He's 81. Republicans have spent months trying to portray him as feeble and senile. And the conventional wisdom was that would actually play to Biden's advantage. Expectations were so low that as long as he showed up, he would clear them. And, you know, some people joked, as long as he doesn't die, he will clear expectations. And yet somehow he did actually manage to fall short of those low expectations. It was just a terrible start. His voice was hoarse and raspy, and his first couple of answers were a bit incoherent. He rambled. His voice trailed off. He made some gaffes and never fully recovered. I mean, I think what will get less attention is that as the debate wore on, actually, Biden did become a bit stronger in both style and substance. His voice became clearer. But of course, you know, what people remember are first impressions, and certain clips will go viral on the internet.
Let's have a listen to one of them, because I think this was the moment that I think most people will focus on. Biden was asked about lowering the national debt, and he spoke of the impact that could have on the health system. Just have a listen, David.
Making sure that we continue to strengthen our healthcare system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with. Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden.
Yeah, I mean, David, it's hard to know which is worse, listening to the raw audio or watching it and seeing the sort of slight sense of panic on President Biden, or on President Biden's face.
That's right. It's pretty disastrous, isn't it? And I think that clip will be played relentlessly. Interestingly, you know, that was in the very first few minutes of the debate. He really made a faltering start. And so even though, you know, an hour later, he was actually doing relatively well and delivering some sharp one-liners at Trump's expense, you know, nobody will remember that. And it'll be the incoherence that will stick in the mind. And of course, it does feed into a pre-existing narrative, all those suspicions that maybe he is too old, maybe he's not up to this. And, you know, the other thing that happened as a consequence was that he pulled off the remarkable feat of actually making Donald Trump sound relatively cogent and coherent, which doesn't often happen. Trump rambles himself a lot, of course, but on this occasion, you know, Trump just came over speaking more strongly, more loudly, more clearly. Hard to say necessarily that Trump won the debate, but certainly there's a feeling that Joe Biden lost it.
I was reading the coverage on the Guardian website. They're quoting David Plouffe, a former current Democrat strategist. I think he worked on Obama's election. I mean, he was the guy who came up with the DEFCON 1 moment, but he also he's been speaking just about the difficulties it's going to cause for Joe Biden's re-election. You're also quoting an unnamed top donor saying this was a disqualifying performance. Fundraising will dry up. Are we now talking potentially about Joe Biden being replaced on the ticket?
Yes, I think it's still very, very unlikely to happen, but certainly it's more likely than it was 5 hours ago. You just had to watch social media during the debate to see the panic, the despair setting in among Democrats. I think, this is potentially the worst case scenario for them. And it's a huge question, you know, is it worth the pain, the division, the struggle of trying to get Biden to step down now and holding an election and getting somebody new at the convention in a couple of months. It's not impossible, but it would be one of the great gambles in political history. And again, you know, which is the bigger gamble, to stick with Biden as they've done so far, or to roll the dice and try someone new? Certainly, at the debate tonight, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, was prominent, and he would be one of the favorites if they do have that race. But yeah, it puts them in a terrible dilemma, and huge pressure on Biden. You know, he's got a rally tomorrow and other events coming up to bounce back and you know, prove the critics wrong.
We should say there is a precedent of sitting incumbent presidents doing badly in the first debate. Obama did it when he was the sitting president and came back quite strongly and obviously got re-elected. So it doesn't have to be disastrous, but there is just a sense. I mean, again, to quote David Plouffe, he said they're only 3 years apart in age. It seemed like 30 years.
It did. It was that gap was striking. And, you know, Trump is such a master of television. He's done it all his career. So he knew, even when Joe Biden was speaking, that the camera would be on him, and, you know, he reacted accordingly. Whereas when the camera was on Biden listening to Trump, you know, his mouth was slightly agape, and, you know, he was looking all over the place and just cut a slightly miserable figure. But I mean, I think it is worth adding to all of this. According to CNN's own fact check, Donald Trump told 30 lies during this debate.
And wasn't picked up on it. That's one a big criticism of the...
Exactly. That's right. The moderators were not fact-checking in live at the time. And, you know, Biden, like any candidate, struggled to deal with that himself. So I think Democrats will try to use that to deflect some attention from Joe Biden's woes, because it did have the effect of, you know, giving Donald Trump's falsehoods seemingly the same weight as Joe Biden's facts. And I think later, if you read the transcripts of the debate, Biden's content will actually probably be a bit more substantial.
Okay, David Smith, Washington, D.C. Bureau Chief of The Guardian. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast from Atlanta. Jonathan, it was pretty disastrous for Joe Biden.
It was absolutely shocking, Shane. Watching it in clip form, as we did, and I know you always get a sense of a full debate, but for something that was supposed to move the conversation away from age, it has put age very much at the front and centre of this. I think that Joe Biden is going to realise that the jig is up, and he cannot continue on with this, which will result probably in another candidate emerging at convention. The way the American system works is you're the presumptive candidate until you are confirmed at the Democratic or the Republican convention. So I think they are at a massive crisis point now, because Democrats realise that by making Trump look good, which is what Biden did last night, they are going to hand him the presidency.
Yeah.
And if they hand him the presidency, the entire project, the entire Democratic project in the US is at risk.
Well, some people say democracy is at risk. I mean, I think it's important to stress, a lot of the people, the analysts who watched the debate in full, said Donald Trump didn't even perform particularly well. David Smith mentioned the lack of fact checking and so on, but as you say, he didn't have to. Joe Biden started so badly that there are serious question marks now as to whether he can continue
inflation,
to be the candidate.
Unemployment, the economy, Medicare, all the things that should be focused in the minds of the American electorate, all are gone. They only care about Joe Biden's age, and that's a massive problem for Joe Biden.
Yeah, okay, let us know what you make of it all. 087 1400 10.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.